Welcome back to the Hot to Bets Daily Pick Show here for Sunday, January 21st. Back with some more college basketball and NFL action here for today. Only two games I want to take a look at here for today, so we'll jump into those in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to Saturday's results, we end up going 4-5, minus 1.58 units. Not the worst Saturday in the world, but a losing one nonetheless, so certainly not a great Saturday. But overall, some spots we probably should have and probably wish we could have had back. I mean, that Purdue Fort Wayne game especially, if they could have just held on to that one at the end, would have been a profitable day. But nonetheless, we do have a losing day there on Saturday. Looking to back balance here on Sunday. And if you haven't already checked out Dub Club, go and subscribe. Take advantage of the benefits over there. You can get early ad-free access to all of the YouTube uploads. You can get Dub Club notifications every single time that I post my picks, access to the Discord server, and of course, my recommended unit size. So if you haven't already signed up, use code CHRIS10 at checkout to get $10 off your first month. Only $9.99 when you sign up today. And as always, I truly appreciate all you guys who have signed up. Without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you guys all so much. And let's jump into today's show. Now we start today's show out in the MAC as Siena takes on Marist. For Siena, have struggled this season. The 359th overall team coming into this game. Marist, not a great team, but certainly the better team in this matchup. 242nd coming into this one. Obviously, we were against the Siena team on Friday night, betting on Quinnipiac in that game. A game that Siena was sort of in at times, but also really not really at all. Kind of just struggled from the get-go in that one. And that's kind of been the MO for the Siena team all season long. Well, they did get that win over Niagara earlier in the week, and you know, do have two conference wins on the season. They've just really struggled to shoot the basketball, only hitting a 45 effective field goal percentage here on the season. Marist, not the greatest shooting team in the world, but certainly better, a 51.1 effective field goal percentage on the season. And while Marist has struggled a little bit against some of these better teams, their defense has looked very, very good, holding their opponents to a 47.4 effective field goal percentage, while Siena struggling on the defensive end of the court, allowing a 53.8. While Marist has lost some games here as of late, like I said, against bad teams, they have actually been very, very strong, and the model does really love them at home in this game. A 16.09 favorite for Marist coming into this one, and the odds, for whatever reason, have come down quite a bit for this one. We opened at 8.5, come all the way down to 6 towards Marist. 6.5 still floating out there for Siena, but currently a 22.84% edge towards Marist here in this game. And you know, I don't always like to go against a team in back-to-back spots, especially coming off of that win Quinnipiac had on Friday night. But in this spot specifically, it's a Marist team that defensively is so much better, and they're better on the offensive side of things, even if it's not as big of an edge. I think only giving them making them a 6-point favorite in this game is just too low. I'm taking Marist minus the 6 here against Siena. Now, it's been a second since we broke down some NFL on the channel, but jumping over to the divisional slate here for Sunday, definitely the game of the weekend, the Chiefs taking on the Bills, headed up to Buffalo here for this one, which is not something we've seen the Chiefs do, obviously, that being the major storyline for this game, Patrick Mahomes going on the road in the playoffs, but really, whenever you think of Chiefs versus Bills, it always just seems to be at Arrowhead. As far as the model goes for this game, though, does love the Bills this season. The number 2 overall team currently, the Chiefs are the 9th overall team, and a lot of that comes because of the Chiefs offense, 19th overall, despite having Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, the wide receivers have not given him a ton of help this season, but in last week's game for the Chiefs, and you know, sub-zero temperatures, looked very, very good, looked like the old Chiefs team we're used to seeing. And yeah, for the Chiefs at this point, it's sort of like the old Patriots teams. Their season really doesn't start until we get to January. I mean, before that, yeah, make a seeding for the playoffs, sure, but they don't really care about that. Obviously, you know, it's win 3 games, win 4 games, whatever it might be in a given season, and you know, be world champions. But they look very, very good against that Dolphins team, but that Dolphins team also didn't look very good against a lot of teams this season. And Buffalo also looked very good against the Steelers, but the Steelers were also a team that were very much up and down. Obviously, the Bills got the win when these two teams first met up in Arrowhead earlier in the season. But honestly, you kind of just got to throw all of that out the window here in this game. Obviously, the playoffs are a different story, and being in Buffalo in this game should ultimately help the Bills, but still, never going to be an easy opponent. I mean, really, for this Buffalo team, are going to have to score points, and more importantly, they're going to have to rely on their defense to slow down Patrick Mahomes, and you know, make him make mistakes and really play that route. Very similar to what we saw in the first meeting between these two teams in the regular season. But as far as the model goes for this this game loves Buffalo at home. An 8.04 favorite is what it has them here coming into this game. The book's not giving Buffalo near as much credit. We opened at 3, are down to 2.5 currently. The best odds here for this game, an 11.47% edge towards the Bills entering this one. And betting against the Chiefs in the playoffs, you know, is definitely has been a losing strategy long term. And even though I was just saying it's a Chiefs team that always seems to turn it on in January in the playoffs when it matters, going on the road in Buffalo is certainly not going to be an easy task. Obviously, it's a Buffalo team that has been tormented by this Chiefs team in the playoffs the past few seasons. I think it's a Bills team that at home finally gets it done against this Chiefs squad. I think Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs really get things going in this one and come out victorious, cover this short spread, taking the Bills -2.5 here against the Chiefs. That'll do it here for Sunday's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hottipbets.com. Take a look at the computer model picks up on the website. Got college basketball matchups for everything going on today. Obviously, the NFL postseason, NBA, NHL every single day, UFC, horse racing picks as well. So make sure you take a look at all of that. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. As well as if you're watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And most importantly, drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on here for Sunday. And thank you guys for watching today's show. I will see you guys tomorrow.